This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sam and Greg on this day after. It is the 5th of July, Saturday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your holiday weekend. See, I want to shut up now because I see Noelle's dancing behind there, and I hate to, like, talk over the music because she's like one of them 80s sitcoms right now with this one bouncing. Anyway, we got a guest ready to come on here.
All right.
And we mentioned him earlier in a way that, well, 4th of July is one of those holidays that takes you back to when you were a kid. Now, there are a lot of adults who don't want to go back and live childhood all over again, but there's certain days you want to go back and be 9 or 7 or 12.
Yeah.
You know, in there. And yesterday was one of those days. So as we welcome Terrell Thomas, These Urban Times, and, of course, a family member of the show, we thought about not so much Sayla, because she's like a professional now. She's interviewing, Paige Buckets, and she's doing all kinds of stuff. But we thought about Mello, your son, yesterday, and what it would be – oh, wait. We got Terrell, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
What you throwing me off there?
Go ahead.
I had somebody else on here. We wondered what it was like for Mello yesterday, 4th of July. Last few years, what's it like being him and his age? And how much more do you enjoy it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for having me on this morning. It's been different every year. I would say traditionally our go-to is always baseball on the 4th of July. It's been like that since Selah was little as well. So we were kind of it would be a travel day for the most part. We may travel to Tampa. We may travel to Philadelphia. We may travel to Miami, somewhere where it's a game being shown so they can see a new stadium. We would see the game and then see the fireworks. The last 2 years, that's how it's been. We've either traveled to Philadelphia to catch a Phillies game and see the fireworks, or for some ironic reason, 2 out of the last 4 years, the Phillies have been in Tampa during the 4th of July, and we went to Tampa to see the fireworks and to catch a game. So that's typically what it's been like, and I had to watch the Sandlot earlier this week for the first time, and he got to see how they celebrated on the 4th of July and kind of put everything together for him.
I don't think I see
so that's
that.
That's what it typically looks like.
Is that the one where the ball went over the fence and the dog had to
yes,
go get
indeed.
It?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, I remember that
part.
That's about all I remember, that dog that slobber. I hate them dogs that slobber all. I love me some dogs, but I couldn't have one that got the slobber coming out their face and all that. Anyway, happy holiday weekend to you, buddy. Well, you know, have we talked to Terrell since the season shut down?
We have once.
NBA.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
But not with all the stuff that's going on
for our folks
in town, man. There's a lot of folks' stuff that's going on. First of all, with the draft and now with free agency happening right now. And a lot of people are buzzing about what's happening here in our town. It's nice to have that, right? Usually they like to try to ignore us here, but some of the moves that have been made have been hard to ignore.
You hit it right on the head. They've been kind of undeniable. It's great to see the Hawks, as you mentioned. They've been in the forefront of actually having a successful free agency and draft so far this year. And I think with the East being wide open as we go into the 2025-2026 NBA season, why not the Hawks? I think, you know, maybe that should be a slogan they go after. Just hearing how things unfolded as far as Trae Young recruiting, and it seeming like, you know, he's really bought into what the direction of what the Hawks are looking to go to. Having a new GM and him just actually, I would say he's batting 1,000 right now and the moves he's made and how he's been able to bring pieces over here that I believe complement Trae Young, but also prepare with in the future as far as getting some great draft stock as the years go on. So it has been great to hear the Hawks in the limelight on the ESPNs and NBA TV, and I hope it continues.
Yeah, they talked about how the betting lines have changed before what happened last week happened, and how the Hawks now are in the top four. Is it top four or five? And a lot of people get nervous about that. It's like, no, don't put us up there yet. You know, it's like you want to fly under the radar a little bit more. But when you watch the moves, I mean, I think it's undeniable. We can all agree that Houston right now is sitting in the catbird seat. But my question to you is, there's still a bit of a blind spot with what's going on in the Eastern Conference because people haven't figured out what Milwaukee is going to do. And have we talked to you since they got rid of Dame Lillard? And when that happened, you had to know that there's been Giannis conversations. And do you think, make it easy, he stays with Milwaukee or he goes and disrupts the Eastern Conference even more by landing on another team? And by the way, there's a team that you love that need a big man right now.
You know, that's a great question right there. And I'll say, I feel like we pretty much knew once the Bucks were bounced out of the playoffs kind of early during these last playoffs that the speculation was going to grow for the possibility of Giannis being traded. And we've also heard over the past few weeks, that Giannis is open, at least for the first time in his career as a member of the Milwaukee Bucks, to possibly being moved. Now, the news of Dame Lillard, how they waived him, and, you know, stretching out the contract and everything, that, you know, has almost been unprecedented in the NBA to this point. So that was very interesting. And I think he's kind of sitting back and seeing what unfolds, but we're watching several prominent members of his team go elsewhere. Brooke
yep.
Lopez is now a member of the Clippers. Dame Lillard, as we mentioned, won't be on that roster. They brought in Miles Turner, but Miles Turner, to me, was very disappointing in the finals. That's the lasting memory I have from him going forward. I don't know how well his game would complement a guy like Giannis. And then when you look at the backcourt they have now, all younger players who are still looking to prove themselves. So I think if there was a time, this would be now that Giannis would be shipped. And we hear the Hawks' name pop up again a lot. We hear the Knicks' name pop up. I don't know. I know you mentioned, you know, a team I love and that needs a big man. I don't know how it would unfold with him maybe going to Philadelphia or so. And I honestly think if it's not the Hawks that we would see him in a Warriors uniform. But I do think that there's strong possibilities of him being moved before the preseason starts this year.
Well, we're watching for that, folks. We're spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with Terrell Thomas. Always great to catch up with him. And he is social Always find them at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. We just talked about the East. We still got some things unsettled. We still don't know who's going to coach the Knicks. I've never seen anything like this before, man.
Yeah.
Where you go and you put, have they decided on Brown?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much everything that everybody is reporting out of New York.
It seems like it's going to be him.
Yeah. Mike Brown.
Yes, indeed.
Who is sitting in the same situation. It's so funny that it is New York, too. Mike Brown is to the NBA in 2025 to what Joe Torre was to the Yankees in 95, 94, when they picked him up after the strike. Because they called him in New York, Clueless Joe, right? He was here in Atlanta. He had done some other things, had a great career, Hall of Fame career. But they didn't think that he was the right dude after his previous managerial stops to take the Yankees any place special. And we can now see what happened.
Right.
That's what they're saying about Mike Brown up in New York. We treated Joe Torre the same way we're starting to treat Mike Brown. He ain't even, throwing the balls out yet. So that's kind of what I find endlessly interesting about what could possibly happen with this Knicks team. And if they do make a run.
But you got some pressure because now people expect something up there, right?
That's the other thing, too.
Yes. It's a lot of pressure. I do like the selection of Mike Brown. I was a little surprised that Mark Jackson didn't. I really thought Mark Jackson was a perfect fit.
Me too.
There was rumors and speculations about Dawn Staley, but I really didn't see her leaving South Carolina. But I do like the addition of Mike Brown, and I think he's still a defensive mind. Maybe not as noted as a Thibodeau and such, but I believe he's a winner. He's a champion, and I think he's going to do a great job up in New York.
Dude made the Kings relevant 2 years ago. The Kings.
It's a whole different thing, though, right now, both of y'all, because people have been wishing and hoping for the Knicks to be relevant for so long, and then for them to break through and go as far as they did. Now there's the expectation. That's even more. I mean, there's always
and
pressure.
And firing a coach after getting there.
Right. You know what I mean?
I agree. There's much more pressure, especially being in the Big Apple. But I think he's a gentleman, having coached LeBron, having been on those Warriors teams, as you mentioned, resurrecting the Kings in Sacramento over the last 2 years. He can handle it. He'll get it done. And I think the Knicks will still be relevant just because of how weak the Eastern Conference is projected to be.
All right. Well, let's just say that all happens and we put that in a blender and everybody gets what they get. So let's get back to the Hawks right now. As they're presently constructed, everything being equal across the board, everybody's healthy. How far do you see these guys ascending in the East?
I made a joke on draft night, and I was actually being serious, speaking with some of our media members, and I said, well, I guess we'll end up having a Hawks and Sixers Eastern Conference Finals. And, of course, the biased pick is who I would go with as far as the Hawks and the Sixers. But I honestly believe, as you mentioned, everything aside, if both teams can stay healthy, especially the Hawks, if Jalen Johnson can stay healthy, we hope Trae Young will stay healthy, we'll need some of these guys to gel pretty quickly. I really like, and I can honestly even see a Hawks Orlando Eastern Conference Finals. But I can see the Hawks if the cards unfold being in the Eastern Conference Finals this year.
Man, that's something to go from where we've been and fighting to get into this play-in and not doing well in that. Really,
nobody talking about the Celtics.
Yep. Well, I mean, what's happening with them, though.
I'm saying though, but it's right, ironic, and nobody will be talking about Indiana.
Yep. That's the thing.
Last
when you think
two
about,
champs, forget about them.
Wow, the players that are going to be sidelined for much of the season, if not the entire season, for those two teams really does change the dynamic of the East and what's possible. I'm anxious, really looking forward to it.
Same here, very much so. Same here.
Somebody we don't talk about much of the team is a guy that you love to talk about, is Onyeka Okongwu. Where do you see him fitting in here with this team?
I think that'll be very interesting how Coach Snyder decides to do his lineups. Like, does he start double low at the five and let Porzingis play the four? Does he bring Porzingis off the bench somehow and double low is out there at the five? I believe, he will be a starter this year, especially with the departure of Clint Capella. I believe the Hawks have pretty much let double low know, hey, man, this is your time now to shine as the big man on this team. And I think his game has grown, and we've seen some versatility growing his game over the last 2 years. Last year, he was putting up a lot of three-pointers in the corner and such to kind of stretch the floor as a big man. We've seen nights when he's had 20 and 20. Like he has the talent to do it, but I think this will be his chance and his era to be the big man for the Atlanta Hawks, and I really think it'll be promising. I'm looking forward to see how he takes on that role.
Think it allows him to kind of preserve Porzingis in a way, to not have to throw him out there to have as many minutes or whatnot and try to preserve him, because he may not be able to go some back-to-back nights, some things like that. I mean, one of the keys to him is keeping him healthy.
Yeah, I think that would be smart. That's why I was even thinking about the whole him coming off the bench notion and kind of leading the bench squad when you have an asset like a Jalen Johnson who you can throw out there and play the four. I think if the Hawks, you know, were able to really make a strong push in the postseason, we may see that change and minute restrictions lift and things like that. And none of this has been said by the Hawks, of course, but I think that would be the smart thing to do, to kind of watch his minutes to maybe after the All-Star break or so, to make sure he is at his healthiest point when it matters the most.
I like it.
All right, listen.
I like it.
You got to have a good rest of your weekend. Listen, before you leave, and maybe next week, too, we'll do a deeper dive into it, but I don't know why I haven't mentioned this to you. Saylor's got tapes of herself, right? Interviewing very famous people.
Yes, indeed.
You need to put a package together. Tell her to put a package together. No, and mesh it together, because we talk about this with athletes, the young athletes here, the high school players.
Right.
She is right in that wheelhouse as far as what game-changing films is looking for. Young reporters. Young female reporters, kid reporters, if you will. And so I'm just saying, get that demo together, one and a half minute. I'm sure she's got a bunch of tapes, but you bring them down to 1 minute, show an array, and you get that to game-changing films and get her some opportunities to be put in some of these movies and TV shows. I'm telling you, I'm going to be her manager.
Okay, thank you. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, I'm going to be her manager. Yeah, but I'm saying.
We're grooming these Cub reporters here.
Cubs. That's what I do. I got a guy running up on me yesterday talking about how I made his car money. I might as well make a human some money. Hey, listen, Terrell, as always, we love you, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Tell the kids their Uncle Sam and Uncle Greg said hello.
Take care, man.
Much love. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right, take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.